Be advised, the Digital Graveyard contains the following: adult language, bad advice, and spoilers. There will be no further warnings. Consider yourself disclaimed.
Well, we all owe Robert Pattinson a huge apology. Welcome back to the Digital Graveyard. It is episode 6. I am one half of the show, Eric Graves. With me, as always,
is Bobby Digital, and we are recording this on August 24th, 2020. And how have you been, Eric?
I've been all right. How have you been?
I've been pretty good.
Bobby, we don't have time for that. We got to talk about Batman.
Yeah, like, we do have so much to talk about.
I don't make the rules. Pleasantries? One pleasantry each, and then we can go back to Batman. I don't make the rules. We have to talk about Batman every time there's any news about Batman, but there's like a lot of other news too, and I want to get to it because we're pretty bad about timing. Bobby, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Just been exercising a lot more, been going on walks every day and trying to diet.
Oh, okay, great. You? Brag about it, why don't you? Gosh, I've not been doing that, Bobby.
You already like weigh half of me.
I'm not, that doesn't mean I'm in good shape. I'm very self-conscious about it. No, I've been staying at home doing the opposite of working out. If anything, I've been watching a lot of Netflix. Well, really just a lot of streaming in general. A great new horror movie on Netflix, We Summon Darkness, starring Johnny Knoxville. It hasn't come up on the show yet organically, but in addition to being a fan of video games and comic books and the things that we usually talk about here, me, Graves, I'm also a huge fan of horror movies and heavy metal. And this had both of them plus Johnny Knoxville's in it as a crazy preacher. I loved it.
Nice.
So that's my first horror movie recommendation.
It's been so long since I've seen Johnny Knoxville in something, too.
He looks kind of like one of those weird, creepy, you know, plastic surgery televangelists in the South, like now that he's getting older. And it was weirdly creepy because this movie is kind of like Green Room meets Red State. And I'll let horror movie fans can fill in the blanks there. It's basically about this cult that's committing these murders. But it's not a satanic cult. It's a Christian cult that's targeting heavy metalheads and making it look like they've killed themselves in murder-suicides to try and get people scared about a satanic panic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I can't say
I'm going to check that out.
Well, it's not for you, Bobby. But if any fans of horror movies are out there, it was a neat horror movie. What have you been up to though?
Watching wise,
You haven't watched anything. You've been so busy working out. I don't believe it.
Oh god, no. been continuing with Hunter x Hunter and I did check out a new Netflix show called Teenage Bounty Hunters.
Oh yeah,
it's dumb. The entire premise is like, yeah, these two 16-year-old girls fall into the world of bounty hunting, and they're like private school Catholic girls, and it's kind of funny.
I know we said we'd each do one, but I also started watching that new animated comedy on Netflix, Hoops, which is also...
I saw the first episode.
I don't think it's for me.
I don't think it's going to be any good, but
the humor's
I am
not
glad,
for me.
I don't remember his name.
Jake Johnson? Or Ron Funches, because he's in it too.
Jake Johnson.
Yeah, I do love him. We got to agree that he's such a salty curmudgeon.
Working.
Yeah, it's good that he's working. So we started. I also started watching High Score, but I'm sure we'll talk about that later because that show's great. But we have a lot to talk about. I don't make these rules. These rules have existed for as long as there has been a digital graveyard. When we hear news about Batman, we've got to talk about Batman. So, yeah. Bobby, this is the first post. I already forgot his name. Twilight Batman. What the hell's his name? Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
This is the first show post Robert Pattinson Batman trailer, and we have to talk about it.
Yeah, you saw the trailer, right?
Yeah, I saw it like 6 times, man.
Oh my god, it's way better than I thought it was, and apparently the movie's only 25% done.
Oh geez, so that's just what they've filmed already. So okay, all right, that is like, oh man, more gnarly Zodiac 7-esque crime thriller Batman. It could be 75% of nipples and cod pieces, you know, to pardon my common parlance, but they could To me, the skeptic and the pessimist in me, especially after last week's show, because this is the darkest timeline, we've established that. So it's 25% done. There could be three director changes between now and the rest of that 75%. There could be so much bullshit that they could add to this. We are not out of the woods yet by any means. I'm going to say that before we say anything else, just as a disclaimer. That's my pessimism. Let's fanboy about this right now.
I mean, yeah, I am going to say, like, I'm actually stupid excited for this. Like, I'm way more excited than I was for, like, Batman v. Superman.
Stupid
was.
Excited.
Like, definitely.
So much more, because we all kind of knew what Batman v. Superman was. It was just, okay, this is going to be a summer blockbuster. There wasn't that much more into it. And when we saw it, there really wasn't any more to it than that, you know? Like, and to an extent, all superhero movies are just summer blockbusters. But you have, like, Aquaman, which isn't going to be nominated for anything. It's probably going to be on replay on TBS, if it isn't already, very soon. But it was an enjoyable film, you know what I mean?
Oh, whereas, I bought it. Like, it's one of the only DC movies I bought.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that and
Shazam. One of the top two. That's I think, the best way to express my disdain for Batman v Superman. It's the positives that I've just laid out are devoid of that movie. And it's all just this superhero film that takes itself too seriously. When I look at this new The Batman trailer, that's a superhero movie that takes itself way too seriously, but done right, from what I see. You know what I mean? Like,
well, like, the big problem with Batman v Superman is that, like, it's also Superman. And Superman isn't dark and gritty like Batman.
And we didn't have a lot of time to get to know Batman either. So he's supposed to be this, like, extremist vigilante. I never bought that from Batfleck. I never bought that because you don't see that in the film at all. They dedicate no time to that. From what
this, the whole murder thing. Like, he straight up murders.
Yeah.
Like, in that movie.
From this trailer, for this rendition, this retelling of the classic Bard's tale, it looks like the clear message that they're trying to send with this trailer is that they're not going to make that mistake again. This is, you believe, like, you feel dirty after watching Gotham City in this trailer. The direction, the setting, the lighting, the camera angles, everything is meant to make you feel like a small, helpless bystander in Gotham. And suddenly this terrifying man dressed as a bat fights away the rapists that are running the corner. You know what I mean? Like, dark as Gotham City literally would be, you know?
Yeah. And maybe I haven't been paying too close of attention to this movie, but, like, the cast is phenomenal. Like, we talked a while ago where we thought, who was it? We thought Jonah Hill was in the movie.
Jonah
Hill. He's not.
Yeah.
But
so he's not that's not him.
No, he's not in it. So,
oh, man.
We got Zoe Kravitz playing Catwoman. Paul Dano is playing the Riddler.
What else has Paul Dano been in? That name sounds familiar. Do you have it pulled up?
It says his most notable role is Looper.
Looper.
So,
okay, weird. I didn't see that one. I'm sure
Colin
somebody really
Farrell
enjoyed it. Colin Farrell.
He's playing the Penguin.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, they're going with that, with Emperor Penguin, not so much Cobblepot Penguin, but go on.
Right. Right, no, I like that. John Turturro is playing Carmine Falcone.
Oh, nice.
If you don't know him, he's from, like, the Transformers movies. He's that, like, government guy.
John Turturro.
He gets peed on by the robots.
I don't remember the Transformers movies. No. I'm sure I've seen him in something, though. And I'm sure I'll remember it next week.
Andy Serkis is Alfred.
Oh, really? That's actually a really interesting choice.
Yeah.
It's such the opposite of Michael Caine. Whereas Michael Caine was, like, former badass turned lovingly old grandpa. This is Andy Serkis is, I think, going to play not the Claw in so many parts, but, like, this guy just got off of the battlefield. He was Special Forces or something. He's a newly appointed butler, you know, like, maybe 10 years. You know,
you kind of have two different routes you can take with Alfred. You can take, like, you know, the dutiful butler route.
Yeah.
Or you can take the, like, he's seen shit.
Yeah, route. And I think it's interesting you bring that up, because I think Michael Caine at the time was more he's seen shit than any interpretation of Alfred ever before that point. Really, the sort of grizzled version of Alfred originates from the Dark Knight trilogy in that effect, although you see it more in the comics now. But I definitely feel
Andy Serkis. Comics, they really try and play up he was a part of, like, Special Forces when he was younger, yeah. And they even tried to say, like, he served with Bruce's dad, which, I don't know. That's cool.
Well, who's to say? But
continuing on, we got Jeffrey Wright playing Jim Gordon. Casino Royale.
You're not even done with this cast yet. This is insane. Oh, keep going, Bobby. This is better than sex.
Peter Sarsgaard from Black Mass is playing Gil Coulson. I don't know who that is.
Gil Coulson. Special Agent Coulson. No, that's
Marvel.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, that's weird.
And then it says, and newcomer Jamie Lawson is playing Bella Real. Jamie. And that sounds like a made-up character. So,
I think those immediately me, just because we live in the most terrible internet future possibly, I think those last two are going to be the Riddlers somehow. I think maybe both of them. That would be my prediction right now. Why else would you give them title credits at this point if they're not going to have some meaning to the story? But I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope that's not the case. That's just my paranoid brain rambling right now.
So, yeah, One big thing that I'm kind of liking about what I'm seeing about this Batman is something that the movies haven't really done is the whole, like, he actually works with the police. Like, yeah. He's always worked with Jim Gordon, but he's never actually worked with the police, whereas now he's, like, he was actually asked to come to the Riddler site.
Well,
like,
yeah, you know, it's interesting because The Dark Knight, what it did, it changed cinema in so many ways. Sorry if I sound high on my own drama right there. But it really, objectively, films changed in America after the Dark Knight trilogy, after a movie like that, after an adaptation that took that dark and gritty route, that said, is like, what if Batman was a real thing that could exist? And it's still, the Dark Knight is still, it still has a lot of suspension of disbelief, even though that is right. Perfectly grounded superhero movie about what a billionaire funding his superhero endeavors might look like, you know? Sure. This is sort of, I think, the other direction of that in a world that isn't grounded. But statistically speaking, like, you're more likely to be struck by lightning twice than to be saved by Superman. He just can't be everywhere on the planet at once, right? Like,
Unless your name's Lois, then yeah.
Yeah, we know that there are beings like this that exist in the world. We know that, you know, the apocalypse is a place. And we don't know if this is going to continue the canon yet or not. How incredibly stressful that would make, like localized crime in the inner city. Like, especially if, like, a gang was going this, like, villainous route, you know what I mean? Which, compared to a lot of the stuff going on in 2020, doesn't even seem all that absurd to us anymore. But I feel like...
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for a gang dressed as clowns to just come shoot a place up.
I mean, like, we almost had that a few years ago, remember? They were, like, lurking in
the
woods.
Yeah, the creepy clowns just walk... I remember seeing one.
The world is becoming a movie, I'm telling you. Anyway, in this kind of reality, if superpowers exist, I believe that a vigilante that would have to work for the police, they would have to make that moral distinction. And as a result, like, okay, well, why does a superhero dress as a superhero to help the police rather than just join the police so that they can be more brutal than the police can in these criminal circumstances? And that's the vibe I got from this trailer. Like, clearly that's what they wanted to go with. They show Robert Pattinson beating a thug to a pulp, not on screen for most of it, God willing, but you hear bones crack. Like, they clearly want...
Well, like, at the same time, like, it doesn't feel like he killed him.
No, like, it's just, but is it better that way? What's the word? Immobilized him. I feel like in a world where superpowers exist, a vigilante would have to be that extreme, and we didn't get that from Batflick. I got that from Robert Pattinson, which hashtag Robert Pattinson. Make it happen, internet.
Yeah, that's the new hashtag. Yeah.
Hashtag Robert Pattinson.
But yeah, like, this is the most excited I've been for a Batman movie since Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, does it sound which, like, I mean, I'm not really excited about it? My God.
which, to be fair, there was only one Batman movie between then, but...
Yeah.
let's move on to the other DC stuff, okay?
Because there's a lot more. Oh my God, Bobby, I'm not done talking about Batman, but if you want to take a break to talk about something else, we can. Because what about the Riddler? But keep going.
Yeah, Riddler. And the last time we had Riddler in a movie was the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah.
And that is not like, okay, I'm not going to say that's not Riddler, because at the time that was very Riddler.
Yeah, no.
But like,
we've talked about this before. This is more inside baseball into our personal lives, because we do bring this up all the time. We used to talk like this before we had a podcast. This is just how we are, which led to us making this podcast. But I've had this conversation. I want it on record. I want it out there in the ethos that the Riddler that we saw in that trailer is the Riddler that I wanted when Dark Knight came out and everybody was talking about who's going to be the villain for the next one, because Heath Ledger had just died and Heath Ledger's Joker had changed the way villains can be portrayed on the screen. Like, I was like, you got to go darker with it, but you have to go less showmanship and more hacker, gritty basement, conspiracy theorist, like deranged lunatic sociopath, you know? And seeing
that. This feels like the only one that's going to be like a detective movie.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
Because
yes.
Like the other ones are just like, yeah, they're a show of force.
It's not
like every other villain.
It would be more accurate to say that this movie isn't The Dark Knight Rises, but darker. It's more accurate to say this would be Seven set in the world of the Joker film, the last Joker film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a serial killer that exists within the Bat. Well, we don't know serial killer. I'm assuming he duct taped a guy's head shut in the thing. But, yeah, like, this is how you make the Riddler distinct from the Joker. Like, with the Joker, it's about showmanship and spectacle and chaos. With the Riddler, it's about order and calculating, but it's still deranged. It's still sociopathy because he's a super villain.
It's still a game, and yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly what I wanted when I was 18, and I was like, this is how they should do the Riddler for the Dark Knight universe. But I won't press that issue anymore. I just say that I'm really jazzed to see the Riddler, and I have been jazzed about this concept for a while. So another thing about why I'm so insanely excited to see more, to learn more. To not have my hopes dashed against the rocks like I've had so many times, Bobby. Anyway, we've got more things to talk about.
Yeah, we got to move on. But, like, and I also kind of hope the Penguin isn't, like, a main villain in any way. I hope it's kind of like that whole, like, Batman goes to him for information type of deal.
Yeah, if he's that far down on the cast list, I wouldn't think he would be. I would think maybe he'd have some kind of heavy cameo is a good word for it, you know.
Well, a lot of times in the comics, he's just an informant. Like, he'll do anything for Batman.
Oh, totally.
Cops.
Yeah, the Penguin is actually a very diverse character that we should dedicate a whole episode to. But we do have to keep moving because it's not the only thing that was announced somehow.
I know, DC fandom, like, went hard. But
before we go on, because, yes, Suicide Squad 2, awesome. Do you think, just given the last episode that we did, do you think this is a reaction to that intense negative news that they put out, that they were forced to come out with last week? Do you think this info dump that we just received is in any way sort of like damage control of that almost?
Probably, yeah. Because like if Batman was only like 25% done and they're like, well, that's one of our big showcases.
Exactly.
It's like, well, then, yeah, they were just being like, here's all the stuff we are working on. We know we kind of fucked up with like, firing so many people.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why do you show that trailer when you're only 25% done with the movie unless you want to energize the fan base in a way that can't, that nothing could. Dude, I could not be more excited right now, you know? It's working. It's working to calculated effect, quite frankly. But yeah, we've got so much more to talk about because of this capsule that DC has tossed to us. Go on, Suicide Squad 2. We were talking about Suicide Squad 2.
New director, James Gunn, which, perfect, because the first Suicide Squad was just trying to copy what he did with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, and we should mention that it was James Gunn, new director, then terminated director, then returned director. That whole fiasco with his
Yeah, because he's going back to Guardians 3.
Yeah, no. Is he
the only director that's doing both DC and Marvel movies?
I have no idea. That's actually something great to look up, but it
might be.
He's incredibly talented because he also did, no, that was Taika Waititi that did Thor Ragnarok, but, James Gunn, incredibly talented. just based on, because all they've announced with Suicide Squad 2 so far, because I watched the trailer, of course I did, is the cast. It's been a cast announcement.
And they did have like a behind the scenes, which kind of showed off like a lot of the set pieces they're going to be doing.
I just watched that and a little bit of footage, but I just watched that before actually I got into the behind the microphone. Bobby, first of all, what do you think? What is your first glance? What do you think of the Suicide Squad announcement?
These are some deep fucking cuts.
Yeah.
Of characters.
Yeah.
You get the obvious ones. You get Harley Quinn and King Shark.
Yep.
Like, hell yeah, King Shark and Captain Boomerang. But then, like, Polka Dot Man.
I will interject to say that I am a fan of Jai Courtney returning as Captain Boomerang. He was one of the few things that I enjoyed about the original one, the original Suicide Squad movie. Yeah, it's
that movie when he was like, "You can all go if you want," and he just dips. Like, yeah,
dude, I love him. He was the only. He's the comic relief, and that's exactly what he is. Not only in the Suicide Squad comics, but in every comic that he's in, he uses a fucking boomerang. it's great.
He's one of the lamest B-list villains. Like, because he's not A-list, but he's not D-list.
But he's always on the Suicide Squad, and that's why people love him. And Jai Courtney did a good job, you know. Margot Robbie did a great job as Harley Quinn, too, you know. And they gave enough to give her own movie, which apparently did pretty well. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, no, it did terrible.
Did it do bad?
It did not do good in theaters.
Oh, but critically, how did it do?
I mean, from what I remember, not great.
Oh, wow. Well, I gotta watch it then. Anyway.
find a red box, pick it up. I watched it, and me being like a huge Black Canary fan, I was upset.
Oh no!
But for a Harley Quinn movie, it's fine.
it's not
a Birds of Prey movie. It's a Harley Quinn movie.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a shame. I really wanted a Birds of Prey movie.
I do like Harley's redesign for this movie.
Oh yeah, for the Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, everyone looks great, dude. Confirmed, they are not recasting Deadshot. They are just essentially replacing him with Idris Elba playing Bloodsport.
Yeah, who I don't know who that is.
I think it's Sportsmaster. I think it's just one of like the '90s reimaginings of Sportsmaster.
Oh, good, because yeah, Sportsmaster is pretty lame too.
He has also been on the Suicide Squad. Well, no, I mean, no Doc Sportsmaster. They made him the primary antagonist of Young Justice, if you recall, and he was pretty badass in that.
I know, but just that he uses sports equipment, like, that's his whole gimmick.
You can Kraven the Hunter him up a bit, though. You could be like, oh, he's an athlete who lost his chance at the, you know, 1934 World Olympics, and that's why he decided to replace the brains of black people. No, that's Get Out. You can't do that, because that's Get Out. But you could, you know what I'm saying, like, make him some disgrace.
Isn't that, like, his thing, though, that he was, like, a failed athlete?
Yeah, no, just really focus on that and make him, like, maybe, like, got into roiding up or something, and now he's just, like, super strong or somehow because of all of his steroid abuse or some shit like that. I don't know. You can Robert Pattinson Sportsmaster easily. I stand by that.
How much do you want to bet John Cena is going to be the one to, like, die?
I think a lot of them. I mean, that was the next point I wanted to talk about, because you brought up Suicide Squad 2. Do we want to officially put it on the record on our podcast that we talk about and goes out into the internet, into space probably? Do you want to officially put it on the record our Suicide Squad Deadpool bets? And I'm not talking about Suicide Squad Deadpool mashup, but Deadpool, and that we bet on who's going to die and who's going to survive the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
I got a piece of paper right here.
Let's do that.
I can chart this out. If you want to go into some more graves and digital. Bobby, if you would like to pull up the complete cast list of Suicide Squad 2, directed by James Gunn, we can just go down the list, and we can put a D or an S. D for dead. No, an S for suicide and an S for squad. No, a D for dies and an S for survives.
All right, sounds good. Okay, how about we start with who we got here? Rick Flagg.
Rick Flagg. I'll go first, and then we can alternate. I am going to bet dies. I'm going to bet he dies.
It looks like he was recasted.
That's what I, you know,
he doesn't look like the same guy.
I don't remember the same guy. He's just, he looks like another just white leading man actor. You know what I mean?
True.
He just looks like like that guy, like the Aaron Eckharts. Oh, wait, no, the Nicholas Castellaldos. Like, no, like whoever it's going to be this next Ken doll that we need to use. I'm getting into a weirdly anti-Hollywood rant right now. Let's keep going. Bobby, what do you think? Rick Flag, dear
ass. I'll say he survives.
All right. Okay. All right. Getting enough heated here. Let's go on to the next one.
All right, next we have Savant, being played by Michael Rooker.
Savant. Yeah, I don't really recognize him. I think Savant is a...
I've never heard of him.
Okay, yeah, so it's not just me.
I kind of guess his powers are like Taskmasters. Like, I imagine it's like Taskmasters.
See, and maybe I'm getting him confused with some, like, Marvel characters or something. So what do you want to... I mean, not a very A-list actor either. What do you want to bet that Savant lives or dies?
I'm going to say he survives.
You say he survives. Okay. You know what, Bobby? I think I'm going to also bet survives on this one.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I was keeping an eye out for him in that film footage in the earlier trailer, and there's more than one scene that he's in, which is a great start, because that's more than what's his face? Whiplash, Slipknot. That's more than Slipknot got in the first movie.
True, it was so obvious that Nat was going to die. All right,
That's what inspired this whole challenge, by the way, was just how obvious it was that Slipknot was going to die. I was like, if only we could bet on this financially somehow. Anyway, Javelin's up next?
Yep.
I'm going to... He dies 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet he dies.
if your whole gimmick is throwing shit, like, I don't know. Yeah. Captain Boomerang's got that locked.
And also, this is something that I wanted to point out, is that... That's the costuming in this show is quite a bit more literal than anything in DC has been so far, any DC reboots to date now.
That's true, because they put them side by side with their comic counterparts, and it is like their costumes.
So it's clearly something that they wanted to express, that was something different about this. But that also, to me, reads a little more like Deadpool 2 or even Dr. Horrible sing-along blog, is the costumes are too on the nose because they're not going to be on screen for very long. And that's another thought that popped into my head watching this. But we went on to Javelin. What is next on the list?
Harley.
Harley?
Lives.
Oh, Bobby. Are you sure you want to... Sure? Are you sure? Are you sure you want
to... I'm sure. Okay. Survived.
I mean, isn't it a little overdue? 3 movies? Come on.
Yeah, survives.
Okay. I'm also betting survives. Yeah. What's next? I mean, for obvious reasons, we don't need to go into detail about it, right?
Yeah. No, not about every single one. Polka Dot Man.
Gosh, it's my turn to pick first, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, oofta. I'm gonna say dies, but. I'm going to say dies.
I kind of go the opposite.
Yeah, okay, so you got survives. I'll explain why. I kind of say, because he's so ridiculous. He's so ridiculous, he can't be the one that dies first, right? It's too, having him in this movie is a fact that he needs to be, he can't be just a throwaway joke. He can't. That would be a waste. And James Gunn knows that. He knows that. He had Taserface go on for how long in that movie? That joke is dumb, and he kept him going. Why? Because he knew that joke needed to keep going. Polka Dot Man is Taserface. He needs to keep going. He's going to get towards the end, but I still think he's going to die because he's Polka Dot Man. Like, and it's going to be a really emotional scene and maybe played to comic effect to some degree, but I think he's going to die. But that's my 2 cents. What about you?
I don't know. I feel like he'll have, like, the most open... Because... There's been different Polka Dot Men, but, like, one of the more consistent ones is that, like, each dot does something, like, different power-wise.
Sure.
So, like, he pulls the red one, and it, like, becomes a flamethrower.
Huh.
Or, like, the black one becomes a portal. So,
I
I'm like,
I don't know enough about Polka Dot
he could have the most useful powers of anyone there.
He could be this movie's El Diablo. Just the one, the fan favorite.
Who still died.
Oh, yeah, that was my point. Anyway, who's next on the list?
Ratcatcher.
Ratcatcher. Yeah, right. Okay. Is this a character that you have any familiarity with at all in the comics?
No, and actually, it's labeled as Ratcatcher 2.
I saw that too.
The second.
Yeah, so it's the second rat catcher because the first one died. I don't know. Also noted, it looked like the only other female character in the cast, other than Amanda Waller and Harley Quinn.
Yeah, true. I'm surprised they didn't go with Killer Frost.
Yeah, that is surprising, unless they're planning on killing this one. What do you think, Bobby? It's your turn to go first.
Like you said, she is the only other female, so I think she'll live.
Right, okay, so you bet survives. I was going to pick survive, but honestly, I'm not confident about enough to not switch my vote. Because you picked survive, I'm going to go with the opposite, just so it's interesting. I'm going to bet she dies.
All right.
Yeah, but what I brought up and what you said, like, it's all the same reason. We're in agreement. I'm just taking the other side of the coin. Because I think you'd say it's probably 50-50 too, right?
Like, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, because, like, not well-known enough and not a huge, like, actor.
It's probably way off from 50-50. We are not statisticians. We are not experts on anything. We got to say that every episode. Who's next on the list?
Bloodsport, played by Idris Elba.
Oh, survives, right?
Survives.
Come on, Idris Elba. Yeah. Who wouldn't want that hunk coming back for Suicide Squad 3? Right. You know?
Moving on.
So you're also putting, survives down?
Yeah, survive.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't write that down. King Shark is next?
Yeah.
King Shark is next. Wouldn't it be crazy if the movie ends with Bloodsport being the bad guy and he never had a thing in his neck at all and he was the villain, but he survives because of that reason?
No, I don't know.
That's my prediction. I'm making a lot of predictions here on this episode of the Digital Graveyard. This is the prophetic.
We're only on our second topic, man.
Yeah, we're only on our second topic. King Shark. Yeah, we're only halfway done with the show, though, so we still got plenty of time. King Shark is next. This is an interesting point of order. I do not like that they just went with the shark. I don't know why. I think it's...
I do like that they kind of went with, like, the Harley Quinn show, like, King Shark.
Yeah.
Where he's kind of, like, he's rounded and seems, like, nice.
Pretty squishy, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, he looks overly CGI'd, which we knew he was going to. But you know what I was kind of hoping for? I was hoping the Suicide Squad video game version of King Shark, you know what I mean? Just like sure. something with some flavor like that. But anyway, place your bets. I went first with the last one. You went first. You go first. It's your turn.
Just all the things I've seen King Shark in. Like, he's kind of been like a weird emotional core.
Yeah.
So I think he might die.
You think he might die? Wow, yeah. I was thinking I was going to have to bet against you this time. Or change my vote because of what you picked, but I actually think he's going to survive. This is the one that I put down too. I agree about the emotional core thing. That's a possibility entirely. It's also a possibility that he could just be this movie's version of Killer Croc and not really do much, you know? Because we've mentioned that both those two kind of are interchangeable in the Suicide Squad. Both of them have been on the Suicide Squad pretty much equally. King Shark a little bit more than Killer Croc recently, but then the movies changed that anyway. I think that he might survive just because James Gunn loves his animated characters, man. And the audience does too. And
King Shark is becoming a stupid popular character now.
Well, everybody loves Rob Funches again. He does a great job as King Shark on the Harley Quinn show, man. It's great.
Yeah. Well, not only just that, but like those DC animated movies, he's in all the Suicide Squad ones.
Is he really? I thought he was only in the first one. I thought he died in the first one. Anyway.
And then he was also in that Justice League Apocalypse War. So.
Oh, I haven't watched.
I assume he survived.
I haven't watched that one yet, though.
All right. Next is Mongol.
Mongol, yeah, not Mongol, Mongal. I don't know. It's with an A. Mongol is a character in the DC legend. He's kind of a big deal. I've never heard of Mongol spelled this way, though, and I'm wondering if that's...
And it is a woman, so it is, like, a different character, at the very least.
Is it my turn to go first or yours?
I can go first. I think she'll live.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I think she might just end up being the villain.
I'm going to bet survives either, but I will agree she could possibly be the villain. We don't know anything about the villains so far.
Like, I don't know this character at all, but I know Mongol.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Mongol is Superman villain, his most well-known story.
Green Lantern villain as well. He's a space villain, but yeah, he's most notable for the flowers that control Superman's mind.
Yeah, the for the man who has everything story.
Yeah.
Which fantastic. One of the best Superman stories ever.
He lives on a planet called Warworld, or a dimension called Warworld, or something like that, where he has people fight for his amusement. He's the emperor of Warworld. Yeah, he's basically, he's a lot like, he's just another Doomsday, Dark Side kind of really big, tough guy, but he's a little more on the Frieza side of things, unless like the apocalyptic deity that the Dark Side is, you know?
Yeah, like, but anyways, my assumption is that this Mongal, I'm going to just call her that, Mongal, is like his kid.
Yeah, or his clone or something.
Probably an asshole.
Yeah, but also superpowered. We can't ignore that. If it is, and we have no reason to assume that it's not a direct tie to the DC character Mongal, we can assume that it's a superpowered being, you know? So that's why I'm going to go with Survives as well. I think she's going to be used sort of like a comic effect. I think she's going to be the Drax the Destroyer of this movie. And that's my thought.
You kind of have a point there.
Maybe not coming back for the next movie, but to some effect, just through the whole end, like the Killer Croc of this movie too. You know, like the tough dummy that does. That's my prediction anyway.
Sure, the Thinker.
Yeah, I saw that guy. Thinker
dies. Probably. And you know what? We've said who we think are the villain, but the Thinker sounds like he could be the villain.
I was going to say the opposite, actually. I was going to say that I think he's going to die. I do. I agree. It's Peter Capaldi, who is not an unknown actor. He was a Doctor Who. You know, he is a fan favorite. I don't know if that's necessarily, like, story armor, because, again, the Thinker is not a character that anybody really knows in the comics. I think he might die, and I will even stipulate that I think he's the first to die.
At first, I thought he was the Calculator.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a totally different character.
That is. See? Okay. And why isn't it the Calculator? Why is it the Thinker? Why? That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's got to be someone even more disposable than the Calculator, right? Yeah. So we both say die. Down the list, what's next?
Sol Soria?
Yeah. Oh, she's another. I said there was only Ratcatcher and Harley Quinn and Amanda Waller. There are a lot of females in this.
Yeah, it's about movie. It's not quite half and half, but it's pretty even.
So how do you spell that, Bobby?
Solsoria.
Okay, I have no idea who this is.
Me neither. But she looks like she's like government, like she's a handler.
She looks like what's her name? Rodriguez. Michelle Rodriguez.
She looks like Michelle Rodriguez.
In every role that she used to play. Yeah. It's Michelle Rodriguez in Resident Evil. It's Michelle Rodriguez in was she in Perfect Dark? I don't know. But anyway, like, yeah, it's the Michelle Rodriguez role. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Should have just got Michelle Rodriguez.
You could have. She's still fine as hell. Anyway, so I don't know, because we don't know anything about this character. It could just be a story driven character to move the plot along, you know what I mean? Or it could be Rick Flagg's new love interest, because Cara Delevingne, the Enchantress, not in this one, you know?
Yeah, I think she's just like another handler like Rick Flagg, okay. In which case I think she's living.
You think you're going to go survive? I'm going to go dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to go dead. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next is Blackguard.
Blackguard. And this is one that I actually do remember. I did not look up who it is, so once again, it is a character that I'm not familiar with. But Blackguard is played by what's his name? Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So he's a comedian. So is he going to be comic relief? Is it going to be how quick he dies? Is it going to be funny that he's actually the bad guy, or is it going to be him trying to make a serious role? You know what I mean? Because comedians are want to do that in a lot of situations. You know, Eddie Izzard was one of the.
Well, and we're going to be talking about one of them once we move on to the next movies.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Exactly. Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're on the same page.
Kristen Wiig, yes.
So I'm going to say I think he dies. I'm going to go with a comic death route for Pete Davidson's.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those to show to everyone who's not like Harley that this is serious.
Yeah.
And that, like, he's going to try and escape or whatever, and then just his head blows up.
Yeah, because we already got Captain Boomerang. He's the funny guy. What purpose do we need for a gritty comedian in any role here?
Right.
Just to be real. I'm looking at this from the producer standpoint. But keep going down the list. So you also agree Blackguard, dead.
Yeah, dead. TDK.
TDK, yeah.
played by Nathan Fillion.
Right. Okay. And this is another one that I'm saying, like Nathan Fillion, another, he's a cult favorite. He was in Firefly. Peter Capaldi was in Doctor Who, you know, Pete Davidson's in SNL. Like these are, I don't know if disposable, but I think it would be casting somebody in a throwaway role who already has name recognition is not an insignificant thing, you know, if you don't want to write some more plot for this. So Nathan Fillion, I'm going to say dies.
Yeah, I'm voting that way too.
Yeah?
Yeah, as like the joke of like, it's Nathan Fillion. Yeah. Guys.
Here you, it's the fan service gag that you see in almost every one of these fan service heavy movies. You
well,
know what
it's
I
like
mean?
Deadpool 2, how like that invisible guy was Brad Pitt.
Yeah, or other stuff like that. Like how, oh, look at all of these minor characters that have been killed. I'm saying that's what this is going to be. Like, I think it's going to be like D-Day. They're all going to run on the beach and just like half of them are going to get killed in the most horrifying ways. That's what I'm not saying that's definitely going to happen, but I'm going to say that right here, again, on this podcast, for the record, I won't be surprised if that's what happens.
All right. And then we got like three more to get through. Okay. We got Weasel being played by Sean Gunn.
Yeah. What the hell? So is that James Gunn's brother?
Yeah. Puts him in every single one of his movies.
Okay, Bobby, what do you think about this Jar Jar Binks of the Suicide Squad movie?
I think he'll live. Like,
oh, Bobby, I wanted more.
Because James Gunn is like, if he's going to make a third, he's like, I'm going to want my brother back in.
I agree. And I think also he's so pointless, it will be delightful if he survives to the end. And also James Gunn loves his furry CGI hooligans, you know? So.
Right.
It's just for some reason, I feel like Weasel's going to survive. I thought we would have more disagreement here, but we're too damn equal. Two more? What's down the list?
Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang? Lives.
Lives. I think he'll run off and then just come back for the finale.
With a beer. He's going to grab himself a Foster's.
Right.
Because he's Australian.
But that's the thing. He's Captain Boomerang. He'll leave and then he'll come back for the finale.
Yeah. Okay, and the last one on this list.
John Cena's character, the Peacemaker.
Right, the Peacemaker. What do you think about Peacemaker?
Well, in his interview, he said like it's a very douchey jock Captain America type.
That doesn't mean he's not going to die immediately.
No. I'm just saying like that's the type of character it is.
Yeah.
So,
also a very flamboyant costume.
Yeah. I think the joke is going to be like he hits on Harley like the entire movie.
Yeah.
Like. So.
Kills him.
Maybe he lives.
Maybe he lives.
I'm going to say he lives.
Okay, I'm going to go
for
with
a lot of people to die, and honestly, only like two people died in the first one.
Yeah, but there weren't that many people in the first one.
This cast is fucking huge.
Why do you announce this big of a cast list if you're not going to kill off at least like 2/3 of it, you know? Yeah. I'm going to say Peacemaker dies. We have time for maybe two more topics if we go quick. What right. Next do you want to talk about?
You know what? I want to talk about the games.
Sure.
Like the games that they announced. So first of all, the Suicide Squad game.
Yep.
We called it.
We did.
100%. We called what it would be about. We were like, it's going to be a 4-man group.
We even got them all rights. We got, for the record, we are prophets of this internet age here on the Digital Graveyard. We predicted Deadshot, Harley Quinn, King Shark, and Captain Boomerang. Those are the four characters in the Suicide Squad game. Again, not the hardest thing to figure out, but we were right. I just want to say that.
Yeah. But
tell your friends about
it. We were right about like what the game's about, that it's a 4-man team and that you're going to have to face members of the Justice League.
So you see, we are prophets. We have powers. Tell your friends to like and subscribe. Share on Facebook and social media. Tweet us. Retweet us. Go ahead, Bobby. It's going
to... Oh, but apparently it's set in the world of the Batman Arkham games.
Nice!
So the idea being that it takes place after Arkham Knight.
I didn't know that.
So Batman's dead.
Oh, damn.
So Batman is probably not in the game at all.
Probably not.
But we'll probably fight, like, you know, Nightwing. And
but it ends.
Wonder Woman, Superman.
But it ends with Batman not being dead. He survived the whole thing. And
Spoiler! He's
got the kryptonites to use to stop Superman at the final boss fight with Superman. That's going to be the ending of the game.
Yeah, there's no way Superman is, like, the first level.
What if he was? What if it's like God of War, like fighting the literal ocean as the tutorial, fighting Superman as the tutorial in this game, and it's it. But he just kicks their ass, just like destroys it, and then Amanda Waller comes in with like a kryptonite tipped rocket or something, and says, "Okay, you got to get the rest of them, you assholes," and then take as she carts off Superman.
Yeah, I will say like it showed off a lot of like traversal.
Yeah,
like that they're able to like get around a lot, and like it even looked like Boomerang had powers.
Well, Bobby, it's I think another one of our predictions. It's Arkham. If this is set in the Arkham universe, why isn't it also the same kind of Arkham gameplay with heavy platforming? Angles and distance are going to be a factor, and it definitely seemed like they had given every character some kind of power. Like they gave Deadshot a jetpack, you know.
They gave Deadshot a jetpack. Harley's got grappling guns.
Yeah, an explosive hammer. Like, clearly there was, like, she has weapons of some variety, you know, not just
King Shark just jumps around, but, like, of course he would.
He's
like,
the Hulk, right?
Yeah.
And, Captain Boomerang with this weird time-traveling teleport thing. He's Tracer, basically. They combined Junkrat and Tracer.
Yeah. But, I am excited for this game. And, I do also hope that there are more character options.
It would be nice, you know, just unlockable things like that or something.
Or even DLC down the line, be like, hey, now you can play as Killer Frost, or we just talk about Suicide Squad and I can't think of another
Killer
character.
Killer Croc. Oh. You can replace Killer Croc with King Shark. It's fun.
Because you love Killer Croc.
Everyone loves Killer Croc. He's great. You just don't know it yet because you didn't see that one episode of Batman where he brags about throwing a rock at him.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. And then you're going to love Killer Croc for the rest of your life. Mark my words.
Love the ending of the trailer because they're just like, Captain Boomerang's just like, all right, who's on Mark? They all just slowly point up at Superman. It's like, oh, shit.
They didn't show it on screen either, but I like that in the reactions of the squad and just kind of what we did see, how fucking terrifying it would be to watch Superman disintegrate somebody in front of your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was not a friendly video game scene there. that just kind of hints at what the rating will probably be.
But that's kind of the trend they do when they have Superman in a video game. They're like, he kills people. He's an asshole now. Yeah. Like, the Injustice games did it. DC Universe did it.
Sure.
And now they're doing it with this game.
Well, we're approaching on 50 minutes here. I think we pretty much wrapped up about Suicide Squad. We do have time for one more, and I think I know what that one more topic is, because you hinted at it earlier.
The Wonder Woman movie?
Yeah, the Wonder Woman movie. Let's talk about Wonder Woman, with a trailer for Wonder Woman. That we finally see the return of Wonder Woman's heroic boyfriend, who needs to be in the movie for some reason.
Which, I was like, he died.
Steve Trevor, that's his name. But clearly he seems to be time-shifted, so there's going to be something about that. Right? Like, maybe he was in cryogenic stasis or something like that. I don't know.
Or maybe they make a joke and he Captain America'd it.
Yeah, or something like that.
Like, he fell into the ice.
Because I don't know how else you do that. I don't know how else you write his character off. He dies the same way Captain America died in the first movie, so how else do you come back from that? Comic books haven't taught me this. They've only taught me the one way to come back from a plane crash in the Arctic.
But then again, it is Wonder Woman, so Greek mythology, so she could have, like, gone to Hades.
Yeah, that is a thing that they do in Greek mythology. And they're very purposefully leaning into the Greek mythology elements in the cinematic Wonder Woman. I think that's the right choice entirely.
Good, yeah. A lot of people love her, like, golden armor costume. I'm not a fan.
I'm on the fence about it. I think I understand what you don't like about it, but There are elements that have kind of started to win me over. But go on. Why aren't you a fan?
It's very clunky.
Yeah. Like, it's very angular.
Like, yeah, it's very angular. And I guess I never really noticed this Wonder Woman can't fly. Like,
oh, yeah, she can't fly. She can jump very far. She can't fly yet. I like that. I like that.
I
hate when Wonder Woman can fly. It's always bothered me. I don't know why.
Why does it bother you?
Because why does she have the jet?
Like, in the Justice League cartoon, she was just like, it's a trophy. Like, I want it, so here it is.
Okay! That's not enough for me. I'm sorry. Like, and I know that this is a debate that comic book shop nerds have been having for as long as that show has been around. For decades. Like, why does she need to fly if she needs to jet? We should be wondering, what about her Amazon powers gives her the ability to fly? I'm not I'm not a fan of Wonder Woman flying for whatever reason. It just,
arguing, like, why does the Flash need a car? And it's like, well, he can't carry everything.
Okay. I guess he could move fast enough to just take everything and move it one at a time to a safe location, thusly not needing a car either. I'm this kind of nerd, Bobby. Damn it. Anyway, so yeah, you're not a fan of her costume, but what else? There's a lot more that we saw in the trailer than just
Wonder Woman's and we've known about the costume forever.
Bobby, we are talking about Wonder Woman, and the first two things that we talked about are her boyfriend and what she was wearing. We have failed the Bechdel test in our sixth episode of the Digital Graveyard.
And
I am filled with so much shame. God. We want to talk about more Cheetah. About what we saw. Cheetah is, yeah.
Let's talk about Cheetah, because we finally get a good look of her, like, fully cheetahed.
Because before it was just really pictures, you know what I mean? We didn't really get to see a look at her acting as what is her name? Bridesmaids.
We said it earlier, too.
We did.
Oh my God.
We're the worst at this. Kristen Wiig. Also of Saturday Night Live fame. God damn it, that took us so long.
One of everyone's favorite movie, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters, the good one. And this is it was a big announcement when she was cast, a comedian playing the Cheetah, you know. And I think
I always saw Cheetah as being black, but that's another argument.
I remember that her. One of the Cheetah's origin stories, because there's several different iterations of Cheetah. One of the Cheetah's origin stories is she's like a history professor, or like an archaeologist or something.
The route we're going with for this one.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of guessed when Kristen Wiig was announced to play it, because she's got that nerdy bookish quality to her. The Poison Ivy in Batman and Robin Forever or whatever.
Sure.
You know, that kind of vibe to it, and that's not an inaccurate interpretation, but there's been other ones too, and. It remains to be seen whether it's like genetic modification or whether it's she's possessed by the god Demeter or something like that. It's something Greek, because there have also been interpretations of that too. But she does, we know for a fact, turn into an anthropomorphic Catwoman in this movie.
Yeah.
It's not going to be some bullshit ass Halle Berry shit. Like it's going to be the cheetah that you want to see. You know what I mean? The actual like half human creature.
Yeah, and I do like that they kind of show that it's gradual. Like she's getting the powers, and she's already showing that she's, like, capable of fighting her.
Sure.
But then towards the end, she's, like, full cheated out.
Yeah.
And probably more feral and everything at that point.
Oh, totally. Also, another villain, too, because there was somebody talking to her, as I recall, in one scene. But I don't... Has another villain been announced?
It's Maxwell Lord.
Maxwell Lord? Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, and for those of you that don't know Maxwell Lord, he's like he's a telepath, usually an enemy to the Justice League.
Yeah,
used to be an ally, but eventually became an enemy.
Yeah, thank you for the refresher, because I was kind of drawing a little bit of a blank too for that. But so Maxwell Lord, that's a pretty good villain. I think that's between the two of them, you can have a very different sequel from the first Wonder Woman, which was good. It was a good movie.
You'll have someone who physically can handle her, and someone who's Wonder Woman has to handle by outwitting.
Yeah, it's a good dynamic, that setup. You know, I think from what I've seen in this trailer that this movie is going to be groundbreaking like some of the other films that we've mentioned. No, but the first one wasn't really either. I think DC needs to worry about good movies, and then they can worry about breaking new ground in strange territory. But that's not stopping them. I mean, with Joker and what we see with the Batman. But we'll see. Like I said, there's still 75% a chance that Batman will be a steaming pile of garbage. Anyway, yeah, we got a little more time here. Do you got any more thoughts on Wonder Woman?
Not really. We can just talk about like that last DC game.
Okay. What was announced? Because I don't even think I've heard this one yet.
All right. The last one is again set in the Arkham like universe.
Sure.
The four sidekicks of Batman now have to like wear the big boy pants and defend all of Gotham that Batman is dead.
Ugh. Codpiece and all. Codpiece and nipples.
Yeah, it's actually, from the looks of it, it's set, like, the day after Arkham Knight. So, it's you got Nightwing,
sure.
Batgirl,
sure.
Robin, okay. Who I don't know if it's supposed to be Damian or Tim Drake. I don't remember.
Well, if Nightwing's, it can't be Dick Grayson, because if Nightwing's in it.
Right.
I guess we'll see. I always thought it was Tim Drake I'm pretty sure it is in Arkham City.
In those games.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. And Red Hood.
So, yeah. So, not Jason Todd.
It is Jason Todd. Yeah, as Red Hood.
So, yeah, so Robin's not Jason Todd either. We've established that.
Right.
That's what I meant to say. I haven't watched the trailer yet, so I'll have to do that.
I mean, it's the same as a Suicide Squad game. I actually think it's going to be like mission based, kind of like how the old Arkham games were.
Sure.
Where it's like, yeah, you choose to play as Nightwing for this time. He plays very differently from the other three.
Yeah. So it remains to be seen, I guess. That's
is being handled by WB Montreal.
Oh no!
Yep.
We talked about them.
Who are the ones who made the Arkham Origins game, which isn't bad. Like, everyone's like, it's bad. It's not bad. It's just not as good as the other three.
Yeah, it's just bad the way that the Black Album from Metallica is bad. It's just not what you were expecting from the first three. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't say I didn't finish the entire game. I played all the way through it. I just didn't feel a need to do any of the other side quests. I didn't feel a need to do anything else on, you know, like, it just didn't feel like I needed to keep playing that one. Maybe they've learned their lesson, or maybe this is supposed to be the side note to the Suicide Squad. Who can possibly say? Any last minute things you want to address maybe for the next episode? You know, we said we'd talk about Shia LaBeouf and the X-Men, and we didn't do that because of the Batman, but I don't make the rules. We had to do that. So
yeah,
Shia LaBeouf.
There was too much DC news that happened this weekend.
Shia LaBeouf, we're going to talk about it next week. You sit right where you are because we need to talk about what you may or may not have done. But that will have to be the next time around.
Do you want to do the quick rapid fire of some of the other things that came out?
Yeah. Go with a couple of them.
All right. So Static Shock movie, comic, and possible TV show in development.
Hell yeah. They finally listened to us 10 years ago when we said that all of this should happen.
Yeah, finally.
Finally.
Powerpuff Girls live action TV series is in the works with the CW.
Bobby, you can't see it, but that's the sound of me flipping the table, but the table's bolted down and I'm not strong enough, so I just grunted. Because I'm upset about that news.
I'm like, if it's the CW, that means they're going to make them, like, teenagers.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's going to be
and shit. Like,
it's going to be, they tried that with Powerpuff Girls. It's going to be lame, dude. It's going to be,
yeah.
It's going to be as lame as everybody's least favorite episode of the show. Come on. Okay. Anything else?
Olivia Wilde is set to direct the new Sony Spider-Verse movie, just titled Spider-Woman.
I did hear about that. That'll be neat. She's directing. And is this Olivia Wilde's first time directing?
No, she's been directing for a while.
That's
I can't name anything she's done, but
that's good. I wish her nothing but success. She's great. And also, what a dynamite. She's a very attractive woman. I'm very attracted. I'll keep it classy. I almost made it dirty. I'm going to keep it classy for Olivia Wilde. She's worth it.
And Kraven the Hunter movie is J.C. Chander to direct.
Oh, okay. No casting as of yet, though.
No, and yeah, right now they're just looking at a director.
Cool.
As far as I know, they don't even have a script.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even seen Morbius yet, so we don't know if this universe is even going to be good.
I thought we had a trailer for Morbius.
We do have a trailer, but that's it. I mean, it looks like the Joker with a vampire.
Yeah.
And a lower budget. I'm sorry, I have to say it.
Yeah, I still don't see how a Kraven movie will work, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's totally up to, it could be an enjoyable, you know, I watched The Seventh Son on Netflix, a movie that I had literally zero, I remember when it came out, I had zero desire to go see it, and it looks like nobody else did because I remember it flopping. Well, now it's like the number one movie on Netflix because we all realize that it's wacky and awesome. So that could be the same thing with these DC movies that we have, DC and Marvel movies. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, we're at a point that we're going to just start like either rebooting characters or scraping the fucking bottom.
They are their own genre at this point, the superhero movies. And, you know, they don't always have to be out-of-the-park homers like the Marvel Universe. Like, they can be bad. They can be cheesy. Like, they can be different
things. A lot of people shit on the Ant-Man movies, but I'm like, I like them. They're a nice palate cleanser.
Love them. Yeah, oh my God, palate cleanser. That is the best word for those movies. If you are marathoning Marvel movies, which you and I both have done, we won't get into numbers, but we both have done that. And people listening maybe have done that, or maybe you're hesitant about doing it because it is a huge commitment. Ant-Man is there to help you. I was, before Ant-Man and Wasp went on Disney Plus and I tried to watch all of the movies in order, I was really upset when they didn't have Ant-Man and Wasp. on there, and I had to go to Netflix to watch. I had to search where it was to watch it because I was really excited to watch those movies because they are different. They're so light. They're fun. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And it's like the stakes are lower. Like it's not It's not tear jerky. It's not dramatic.
Yeah.
Like it's just a fun movie. Like
Yeah, dude. And Michael Pena is gonna have his funny moments, and we're all gonna laugh. And Paul Rudd's gonna be like, "Oh, wow, I can't believe this guy," and we're gonna laugh at that too. It's gonna be great.
I know we're over time, but
we're way over time. Yeah, one more.
I just watched the Dora the Explorer movie.
Oh no, shit, really?
Yeah, the live-action movie.
No, this is what we'll end on. How is the Dora Explorer movie? The viewers want to know desperately, Bobby.
It's fucking great.
Ah, all right.
Michael Pena is playing Dora's dad, and...
Oh, well, he is great and everything.
God, it's great.
Well, okay, guys. You heard it out there, Digital Graveheads. The first ever Digital Graveyard Seal of Approval Digital Edition goes to Dora the Explorer, the live-action movie. I just made a thing, Bobby. You think it's going to stick?
Come on, Vominos. Everybody, let's go.
Well, all right. That's going to be the end of the show. I want to say a big thank you to John Wheeler and Sam Dunn, as always, for letting us the use of their theme song, or our theme song, but it's a song that they wrote. We love you guys. Check them out on any musical. When they start a band again, I will mention and I'll sell them too because they're just super cool dudes. Eric Castellanos Art for our logo. He's also the Dapper Skull on Instagram and Etsy. You can check him out too. Me and Bobby just did a photo shoot wearing his t-shirts. They are a fine quality apparel, if I do say so myself. Wouldn't you agree, Digital?
Oh yeah, I've worn it so many times now.
Yeah, when we were on that photo shoot, you were sweating pretty bad. So the fact that you can still wear that shirt means that it's some quality fabric. Anyway, anyone else we need to thank? I think that's it, right?
You know, I just thank my mom and everyone else there, whoever supported me.
Okay, so that's everybody we need to thank. Remember to like and subscribe on Facebook. Remember to retweet and follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Audio Boom if you have an Audio Boom account, but we are now on Spotify. We are on Facebook, although I still haven't, as of this recording, uploaded last week's episode because we had some delays and some issues, but hopefully that won't happen again this time. Yeah, like and subscribe, tell your friends, and Bobby, play us out.
Boop. I don't know.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.